Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it. What is up, Heart Hustlers? I am so excited to be back with another episode of the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. Now, over the last few weeks, I've been crazy busy launching, traveling, doing a ton of fun stuff, and so I've fallen a little behind on the podcast, but that is okay because I am back today with some awesome behind the scenes on my launch. Now, I thought it would be really fun to do a show today with you and actually unpack my launch with you guys together. Now, for those of you that don't know, unpacking a launch basically means you go back and you look at everything. Now, you guys know I'm a numbers person, I'm a data person, but I'm also a creative person, and I love to explore what works, what doesn't, to test and invest and spread that knowledge around and show you guys what worked and what didn't for our launch. Now, before we dive in, I want to tell you guys that Facebook ads were absolutely integral to the success of this launch. Like, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. If we hadn't run ads, we wouldn't have been nearly as successful as we were. And if you want to learn more about running Facebook ads for your business, you can head over to heartsoulhustle.com/FB ads, where I have a high converting Facebook ads workbook waiting for you to download, fill out, and complete so that you can get your first high converting Facebook ads up and running in just the next 15 to 20 minutes. Again, if you want to check that out, it's heartsoulhustle.com/FB ads. And of course, make sure you get yourself subscribed to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast, which you're listening to right now, because we're going to dive even deeper into some of the Facebook ads next week on the show. Now, I want to just go all in and I want to share with you guys. I'll warn you, this may be a little longer than some of our other shows. I'm already planning to split out the Facebook ads into their own episode, but this episode is going to have a ton of information. So you might want to listen to this one twice. You may want to grab a pen and paper, or you might just want to throw your headphones in, hit up the treadmill, and get ready to really lean in because we are going to go through some amazing, amazing content. And I'm so excited about it. Now, for those of you that don't know, we just finished launching our brand new program called the Five Figure Challenge. Now, the Five Figure Challenge was a program that showed people how to run their own free 5-day challenges that they can flip into successful 5-figure launches. Now, we just got back some case studies and we've got people who are in our beta that are wrapping up. We actually already had our first person complete a $10,000 challenge, which is just crazy exciting, and I couldn't be happier with the results that people are starting to get. Now, this program we launched, our goal was actually to do a 6-figure launch. I wanted to do $100,000, and I thought I would share that with you because we actually came up short. Our total revenue for this entire program was about $66,000. So we actually came up short, and we're going to talk a little bit today about why that happened, how we were able to course correct a little bit, and why we're actually still really excited about the results that we got. Now, in total, we did about $66,000 in revenue, and that breaks down into about $10,000 from our beta testers and about $55,000 from the actual launch itself. Now, of course, we offered payment plans this time around. We had two price points, a DIY version for $497 or three payments of $197, and a VIP version for $997 or six payments of $197. So we don't have all that cash in hand, but we do have a good chunk of that change as cash in hand, over 60%. So we're very, very happy about that. Now, the expenses overall for our launch were right around the $9,000 mark. We spent about $5,700 on Facebook ads. We spent about $2,600 on the management of those ads. And then we just had around $1,000 in odds and ends, everything from hiring a designer to using what was called Zopam, which we're going to talk about, to getting a theme, to the sales page set up. We had some odds and ends expenses, but overall, our expense to our revenue ratio was right about 6x, meaning for every dollar we put into this as an expense, we got about $6 out. Not a bad ROI at all. Now, once we got through all of that, I want to actually walk through where this breakdown came from. Of that $66,000 in total sales, we had about $10,000 come from our beta, and we also had about $10,000 come from our early bird list. Now, before the launch actually started, we built this list of people who were interested in the program. We did this through a number of different channels, everything from surveys to Facebook ads to simply posting it inside my Facebook group. But we built this list of people who were interested. And about a week before the program released, we actually did something really, really cool that I'd never done before, which is we emailed everybody on the early bird list and we offered them a 10% discount as a thank you for being on the early bird list. We got really, really good results from that, and we sent out one email, we gave everybody 24 hours to grab that offer, and we did about $10,000 in 24 hours. Not bad. That was before the cart was open, we hadn't done a big launch, we just basically put the offer out there, and we closed $10,000 in sales. Now, during the actual launch, that's where the other $46,000 came in. So, that early bird was really successful. But I want to talk to you guys about the nitty gritty, the stuff that people don't see. So I wanted to lead in with that data. You guys know, like I said, I'm very data driven. So overall, just to recap, we had a total revenue of about $66,000, total expenses of about $9,000. So our profit was right around that $56,000 mark. Really happy about that. And we have a lot of that will be coming in via payments down the road. So that's all the good stuff. You know, that's the front end stuff. That's the fun stuff that you see. And I want to be really transparent about those numbers. And before we dive into the rest, I want you to know my first launch, we did not spend $10,000 in expenses. I think my first launch was like $800 or $900 in expenses. This is like our seventh or eighth launch. This was a big launch. We brought on a team. I had an assistant. I had an ads manager. I had a designer. You may not be ready for this caliber of launch on day one. And that is okay. As I'm sharing these numbers with you and talking about how many people were involved in the launch, I don't want you to feel overwhelmed. I want you to feel inspired. Like, oh my gosh, Zach has been doing this for a couple of years and look what he was able to do, right? Not because, oh my God, it's amazing or groundbreaking, but because that's what you can aspire to, right? My first launch did not do $66,000 in sales, nor did my second or my third or my fourth. We're several launches in and we're perfecting the process and hiring a team. So just understand that I like to share where I am right now and reflect back on where I've been, but it's okay if you're not at this exact level too, okay? So that being said, that was all the cushy fun stuff like, oh my gosh, look at the numbers and the ROI and the return on investment. But let's talk about what did and didn't work for this launch. Let's really unpack because the numbers are great. We can look at the numbers. The quantitative data is so much fun to look at, and you can tell what a nerd I am throwing out stuff like quantitative data. But I want to look at the qualitative data with you, the other stuff that we did that worked really well or didn't work really well. And the first thing I want to start with is the webinar. So the basic structure of our launch was we did four webinars. We did one webinar before the doors opened purely to our internal audience, right? So people who are existing customers. That webinar went really, really well. We always offer a slight discount to our existing customers when we do a big launch. We don't do that for every launch, but when we do a really big launch or release a new program, we do that. We offer our existing customers a discount. That webinar went really, really well. We had amazing response. We had a great show up rate. Things went really, really well for that webinar. Then we had planned to do three public webinars. Now, this is where we made our first big mistake with the launch. We front-loaded the first webinar. Now, what that means is we really hustled to get people registered for the very, very first webinar. Now, while that might seem really, really beneficial, it's not. So the first public webinar we did, we had around 1,500 people register. However, we hadn't tested that webinar to a public audience yet, meaning we didn't really have good conversion data. We didn't know what was going to work and what wasn't. And so basically, the first real delivery of our webinar was to this massive audience, and the conversion was bad. We actually only had one sale on the webinar. Not too good. So instead of panicking, I picked up the phone and I called one of my mentors and said, hey, here's what's happening. Like, what the heck do we do? Because I thought this webinar was going to knock it out of the park. And we really had to review why this webinar didn't convert. Now, there's a ton of ways to look at this, but we really asked a ton of questions. So the first thing we did was we said, did we address people's primary concern? And the answer we came to was no. We didn't address the primary concern. The primary concern people had for our program was, what if I don't have a list, right? So we didn't really address that too heavily in the course or in the presentation for the course. The second thing we noticed from the comments in the actual webinar was a lot of people were confused by a couple of our systems. Now, we systematize things inside the five-figure challenge, but within the confines of that webinar, we didn't have enough time to explain in depth. And what that meant was people were walking away feeling confused. That's really, really bad. So we knew that we had to simplify. We also found that some of the pieces just didn't flow. So we asked a few questions about what are some of the objections? What are people saying? What does this program actually do? What are the outcomes of this course? And we ultimately realized that we had to make some revisions in the flow to the webinar. Now, here's the thing. This isn't really that shocking. Now, we have this perception that people create these awesome webinars, they convert from day one, everything's amazing. But I can tell you from personal experience, we have webinars running that we've been doing for almost a year now that we still make changes to and revise and tweak and change, because the first webinar is never perfect. And so the big error we made wasn't necessarily that it was a bad webinar, it's that we got all 1,500 people registered for it. Whereas it would have made more sense to maybe get 500 people on that first webinar and then switch everything over to the third or fourth webinar, because we would have identified these problems early and we would have had a higher converting presentation. So instead of panicking, I want to share with you what we did. So again, I picked up the phone, I called my mentor, we went through these questions. So what we did was the first thing we did is we simplified and revised the presentation for our other webinars. That worked really, really well. Our second webinar converted much better because we actually addressed those concerns. However, we still had this issue hanging where this first group of like 1,500 people, they didn't get a good experience. Right? They felt confused, and that's bad. So the first thing we did was we changed our follow-up series to address that concern. We created a 15-minute video on how simple five-day challenges are. We also went through and we added a fast-acting bonus. So during the launch, we do something very similar to what Amy Porterfield does. We actually learned this from her podcast and watching her launches. I absolutely love that she does this, so I want to give her full credit here. During our launch, we did this 24-hour period where if you joined, you were going to get a list building live workshop with me. Because again, one of the big concerns people had was, I don't have a list. And so we overcome that objection, that concern, by adding in this bonus. And once we did that 15-minute video simplifying the process that we sent out, and we added in that bonus on list building, we instantly saw a shift. So we went from a really bad cart open day to a really great, you know, middle of the launch day. So one of the big mistakes we made again was we front-loaded that webinar, and we wouldn't do that in the future if we were doing a new program. Now we know for next time, we really want to invest in testing with a smaller audience first and then scaling up through the rest of the launch. Now the second thing we did was we actually had a webinar planned for July 23rd. That would have been our fourth webinar, our third public webinar. We actually ended up canceling that webinar because our lead costs got up to about $6 to $7 each. Now, while we ended up having a much higher return on each lead, because our first webinar tanked so bad, we didn't really know how much we were making per lead. Now, at the end of our promotion, we knew that each lead was worth about $20. We call that our EPL. We learned this from James Wedmore. He says one of the best ways to figure out what your launches and your promotions are worth is to calculate your EPL, your earnings per lead. So when all was said and done, we made about $20 for every person that signed up for the promotion. But when we were running ads, we didn't have that $20 number because our first webinar didn't convert. So we actually didn't know how much each person was worth in the webinar. Once we got to the $6 or $7 per lead cost, we were just gambling. And so we had to pull the plug on our last webinar. We had to cancel that webinar, we sent those people a replay, and we adjusted our follow-up sequence accordingly. So when we went back, we really saw that this front-loading of webinars and this kind of inability to test well really messed with our launch. And so ultimately, that ended up costing us maybe I want to say about $5,000 in ad spend. Our goal was to spend $10,000 on ads. We only spent about $5,600. So really, if we had been able to double that ad spend, we could have doubled our return, which is why we didn't really hit that six-figure mark. So again, this webinar error really cost us, but at the same time, this was really amazing because this is a kind of lesson where we have all this quantitative and qualitative data that we could not have without this launch. And again, the really, really cool thing that I've said before on this show is, you know, as you grow and scale your businesses, your failures get really profitable. So we had like this $50,000 profit on a quote unquote failed launch, right? Things didn't go as well as they could, but things still went super, super well. Okay. So that was the first thing. Now let's switch to something that did work really well instead of saying all about, you know, oh my gosh, here's all the stuff that didn't work. Let's share something that worked really, really well. Pre-launch content. Now, in the past, we've done this and it's worked fairly well, but this time around, we were really strategic prior to the launch. If you've been following me for, I want to say more than 6 weeks, you've seen all of this. You've seen me email you about challenges. You've seen me talk about them in my Facebook group. You've seen me run podcasts and write blog posts and do case studies and create freebies. You see, prior to the actual five-figure challenge launch, we did a huge influx of ads, right? So I worked with an ads person, which I want to talk about too. Prior to actually launching the challenge, we ran a ton of ads just to my website. Now, if you've ever listened to me talk about Facebook ads before, you know that I'm absolutely huge on having a pixel on your site, right? You guys know that I think you should have a Facebook pixel on your site. Now, again, make sure you get subscribed to the show because we're going to dive way deeper into the Facebook ads next week, but I really want to talk about this. So we spent several hundred dollars just running traffic directly to our website and our podcast that were centered around the challenge content. What that meant is that as we got closer to the launch and we wanted to get people registered for either the waitlist or the webinars or related freebies, we were able to run ads to that really warm traffic that knew the value of five-day challenges and convert really, really well. We also started to get emails from people who wanted to buy the program before it was available. So let me say that again. By creating content specifically related to our product weeks in advance, people were asking us if they could buy it before it was even available. So the moment it became available during that early bird 24-hour sale, we sold $10,000 worth of the product because people were so hungry because we made them hungry for it. Now, this comes with a little disclaimer. If I was writing this as a blog post, I would put a little asterisk here where, yes, you can tell your audience what they need. Yes, we seeded a ton of content around challenges. However, it still has to be related to what they want. We focused on launches, not just five-day challenges. So yes, the concept was these five-day challenges. However, we were focusing on the value of using them to launch. And so during our pre-launch, we talked about five-day challenges, but during our launch, we highlighted their needs, building a list, launching your content, getting visible, getting paid, right? So your pre-launch content can really seed that offer. However, it has to be related to what they want. So we knew our audience wanted more content on launching. So we pre-launched with really direct content about challenges and we launched all around launching. Oh my gosh, I'm saying launching so many times, but I think you're still with me. So our pre-launch content worked very, very well. Now, another thing that we found did not work as we were reviewing our stats were our upsells. Now, we did two types of upsells. One is for people that bought our DIY version, we were trying to upsell them into the VIP. Basically, the moment they checked out at the DIY level, we offered to upsell them part of the VIP. So join the Facebook group for an extra $197. That didn't really work. We didn't convert very well on that at all. The other thing we did was for people who went VIP, we upsold our Facebook ads program. We sold zero of the Facebook ads program and we had one upsell from the DIY, but that person actually ended up just upgrading to the full VIP version. Basically, what happened is we didn't sell any upsells during the promotion. So we now realize that our upsells were not that great. And we kind of looked inward and realized, like, we put content that would have been a great upsell into the course, which I'm not upset about. I never mind over-delivering in a course. But next time, we'll figure out how to break out some content so we can upsell more effectively. Maybe we need to upsell related courses more effectively. But our upsells did not work this time around. Again, I share that because we've been doing upsells for, oh my goodness, it feels like it's been almost a year now, but it's probably been a little less than that. But everybody kind of thinks that if they see an upsell, they must work. And I want you guys to know that even at this stage of my business, I still test. I still try new things. Sometimes they work amazingly well and they take off and we make tons of money. Other times, like with this upsell, they just fall flat. And this was a case of things just falling really, really flat. So we didn't get our upsells to convert. And so the next time around, what we're going to do to fix that is pay attention to what people struggle with inside the Facebook group. So our VIP level of the program came with a Facebook group. And so I'm engaging and paying attention in there. And we've created weekly posts so that I'll get the engagement I need to figure out what would make this work faster. What would expedite people's results? We'll package up that expediting process and we'll turn that into our upsell the next time we launch. Now, I want to talk about something really near and dear to my heart and something that truthfully I was very, very afraid to share. And it's very rare that you'll find me, you know, holding back or afraid to give out numbers because I love to talk numbers. I love to get down and dirty because at the end of the day, I've always said this about my business and I'll continue to say this about my business is I love teaching, but I want to teach from a place of here's where I'm at right now. This is where I can get you, right? So we just did a $66,000 launch. So if somebody picked up the phone tomorrow and said, hey, can you help me do a $200,000 launch? My answer is going to be no. My answer is going to be no because I haven't done it, but I can share with you from where I'm at right now. And so do I think I know what it takes to do a $66,000 launch? Absolutely. And I'll share that all day long. But one of the things that really scared me to share was that I hired someone to do my ads for the launch. Now, I teach Facebook ads. In fact, at the beginning of this, I plugged a freebie. And if you know anything about my business, you know that's going to put you into a funnel where we'll ultimately offer you our Facebook ads course, right? So I was afraid, oh my gosh, can I tell people I hired an ads manager for something I teach? Yes, I can. And the truth is, my Facebook ads manager, Amanda Bond, made my life a breeze during this launch. This launch was the first time I wasn't stressed, exhausted, tired, working all hours, staying up until 5 a.m, trying to get everything done. What you need to realize about scaling up your business and what I realized during this launch that I hope is a lesson for you is we can be good at things and still let other people do them. During the launch, I still went in and tweaked some of my ads, right? I called Amanda and said, I want to test this. Can I run this ad? And she was like, of course. After my launch, we actually just finished running an ad. We're testing some new Instagram ads. Hint, hint, we may have something around that on the show soon. But just because you're really good at something doesn't mean you can't take it off your plate. And having an ads manager was amazing. Facebook ads stress me out during a launch. Oh my gosh, right? Did he just say that? Because they're so important. But they do. They're stressful. You're trying to allocate your money while you're trying to manage your audience, while you're trying to do this, while you're trying to do that. And being able to just take my Facebook ads and hand them over to somebody that charges a really good premium was well worth it. And let me say that again. I love Amanda. I'm sure she won't be offended by this. I didn't pay chump change for Amanda. If you pay $100 for a Facebook ads manager, you'll get a Facebook ads manager at the $100 value. I paid good money to work with Amanda. We spent good chunk of change hiring her. But it was well worth it to take that stress off of me. Additionally, when our launch was over, this was the like one of the biggest benefits to hiring Amanda. And I told her this, and so she knows. One of the biggest benefits was she gave me a printout of everything. Here's how this campaign's performing. Here's what you spent. Here's your cost per opt-in. Here's how much traffic we've driven here. Here's your revenue and expenses. And, you know, I even worked with Amanda to tweak this spreadsheet she sent me that was just amazing. She sent me this spreadsheet where I was able to plug in how much cash in hand do we have? What's our projected payment collection? How many students? And so having hard data to couple with the launch was amazing. So I run my business like a business. And I've said this before and I'll say it again. I try to run everything very business oriented. So before this launch started, I was like, I'm ready to spend 10 grand because that's what a smart business does, right? They understand their risk reward. They put money in. But just because I was willing to spend that money didn't mean I wasn't absolutely freaking terrified to put 10K in. I had never spent $10,000 on a promotion up to that point. I don't know the next time we will. Actually, that's because we haven't planned this launch, but I know the next time we launch, we're easily going to budget $10,000 for it. But it's still scary. It's still a little unnerving to put that money in. But having somebody to support you on the spend and give you a real printout of where your money's going every day, game changer. So when you first start with Facebook ads, it feels like you're gambling. When you work with a Facebook ads manager, you're making educated guesses, educated decisions, and determining the return on your investment without stressing. So I can tell you right now what the return on certain campaigns were. So I can tell you that for the webinar we did on July 21st, we averaged about $4.52 per opt-in, and directly from the ads, we returned a 4.5 ROI, meaning for every dollar we spent on those ads, we directly returned $4.50 into our business. That is benefit you cannot get anywhere else, right? Maybe you can if you're super number savvy, but that's where working with an ads manager really came into play and really changed the game. Okay, so that worked incredibly well for us having an ads manager. Now, I want to talk about some other really cool stuff that we did for this actual debrief and just share some tips about stuff that we found worked really, really well for us. Number one, something that worked really super well for us is that we used Zopam. Now, if you were part of this launch or you saw this launch, you know that on the checkout page or the sales page, we actually had this little piece that said, hey, feel free to chat with us. So we actually had a chat box right on the sales page. It cost us $25 a month. I personally manned that myself because I didn't want to pay my assistant to be available for 40 hours because we weren't expecting a massive influx. But we use this little thing called Zopim, Z-O-P-I-M, and we'll link to that in the show notes. Incredible for your launch. People land on the sales page all the time and have questions and they want a quick response. So it connects right to your cell phone. So basically during my launch, I just kept my phone near me. And just like a text message, at any point in time, I was able to get questions directly from the sales page. We use this for a launch in the past. It always attributes several sales because people have questions and it's that convenience of being able to ask you that works really, really well. Now, another thing that we did, I went back and forth about whether to hire a sales page designer. Now, I'm always hesitant about this piece because I have a decent eye for design. I don't have a great eye for design. As you guys know, I have a designer. I work with a couple of designers. I love to let other people operate in their zone of genius and design for me, right? However, I also know that I have decent color skills. I love to draw. I actually have a secret hobby of oil painting that a lot of people don't know about, but now you do. I love that stuff. So I luck out a little bit in that I can get away with designing my own stuff when I need to. We used Instapage for our sales page. It went really, really well, and I have to give kudos to Jenna Sword of You Can Brand. I love Jenna. She's amazing. And she recommended Instapage. So because this was the first launch of this program, we didn't know where the revenue was going to lie. And remember I told you a little earlier in this show, I love having the hard data, but at some point you're kind of making educated guesses, right? That's super important to understand is that, you know, I didn't want to front load too much money into this launch because I wanted to be strategic about my return. So we kind of capped our spend around, you know, $10,000 on ads and $5,000 on everything else. Well, I knew a good sales page designer was going to take, you know, good chunk of change. Again, remember, for me, I'm at a point in my business where I have to go premium when I work with somebody, right? I can't get away with hiring a sales page designer for a couple $100. I have to go all in, maybe $1,000, maybe $2,000 to really have somebody build it. Plus, I have to have all the copy ready. I may have to work with the copywriter. And so the things start adding up. Luckily, like I said, I have decent design and decent copy skills. So we decided to use Instapage, which cost us about $60 for a month. We only needed it for a month. Newsflash, I hope you don't mind me saying this, but you're allowed to buy recurring services if you only need them for a month. We only needed it for a month, so I built the sales page myself because I decided if this was my first launch, let's build the sales page, let's test it out, and the next time we'll more than likely bring someone on to build out a much more appealing sales page. And that's just something we'll do. Did that maybe cost us a couple sales? It's possible. This time around, we built our own sales page and we scaled up. And I love that we did that because at every level, realize that it's okay to do some things yourself. Yes, outsource. Like I said, I worked with a designer, an assistant, an ads manager, but sometimes you could just do things yourself if you want to, right? So totally cool. Instapage worked great. And again, we'll link to that in the show notes. Now, this last thing I want to share with you that we did worked super, super well. We sent out an email after the launch call that said, "Do you hate me?" right in the subject line. Oh my gosh, I loved this email so much because it evoked massive emotion. We used that email to find out, why did people not buy the program? We got over 50 individual responses, and these were like real responses, like paragraph responses. We also leveraged that email for people who said like, oh, it was too much money, or I feel like I didn't have a list. We were able to put another offer in front of them to generate an extra $3,600 in revenue. So even though the launch was over, we had this very core condensed group of people who answered this survey and told us exactly what they needed. So we could reconfigure our offers to meet their needs. This works really, really well. And it's directly from a book called Ask from Ryan Levesque. We can link that in the show notes as well. Really amazing book. And using that survey was so beneficial because it did three really amazing things. Number one, it got us responses about why people didn't buy. So now we have like, I want to say 60 some responses. I have to double check the number truthfully. But we have this big folder in my Gmail that my assistant sorted where next time we launch, we'll go through and see what do we need to address better next time to make this more successful. We also generated additional revenue. So rather than closing the doors and moving on, we said, why don't we create custom solutions based on people's individual needs? We were able to do that and generate additional revenue. The third thing it did is it built a real connection with my audience because I took the time before I went away to New York, because I took a little trip to New York last week, before I went away, I took the time to actually sit down and respond to each email individually and not just respond and say, thanks for the response, to really respond, to give a thought out response, to show my community that not only did I get their email, but I'm listening to them. That is something that you cannot scale. You cannot automate that with Facebook ads. And so that survey really shifted the tides and we got tons of response from that survey, but we also got people reaching out to us saying, I appreciate the survey. I appreciate you asking why. I appreciate you taking the time to learn more about us. You see, a lot of times in business, we're afraid to ask people why they don't buy, when in reality, people are waiting for us to engage and ask them questions. So that worked so well for us. Now, finally, I want to share just a little bit of the hard numbers with you, and then make sure you subscribe because seriously, next week we're going to dive into the ads, which is my absolute favorite part. I cannot freaking wait for it. It's just going to be, oh, it's going to be so much fun. So I want to share this last little bit with you, which is we had this earnings per lead of about $20. So in total, we had about 2,800 people go through the launch. And what that means is we returned about $20 per lead. Now, because during the actual launch period, we did about 56,000 in sales and we had about 2,800. We take that 56,000, you divide that by 2,800, and there's your $20 per lead. Now, what's really, really cool about this number and why I take the time to share it is that means the next time we launch, we know we can spend up to $20 a lead and break even. So the next time we do this, we're willing to spend $6, $7, $8 on a webinar registration. We're willing to spend, you know, $15 to get somebody on the wait list because we actually know our wait list converts a little bit higher, which is really, really cool. We know that we can spend that money to get results. So the next time you're doing a promotion, whether it's a launch, a challenge, a webinar, it doesn't matter. The next time you do a promotion, you want to see if you can figure out this EPL number, which again, your EPL is defined as the total amount of revenue you generate divided by the total number of leads involved in the promotion, in this case, about 2,800. That's how much your earnings per lead. Now that we have that number, the next time we do this promotion, we're no longer gambling. right? Remember I told you there were times in here where we're like, are we educated guessing? Are we gambling? We can operate off this number. We know what it converts at. We know the earnings per lead, and therefore we can know what our cost per lead can be to still make money. And so I wanted to share that number with you. Could we have gotten that number higher? Yeah, we definitely want to get it higher next time. Overall, we would have liked to convert a little better on the promotion, but again, we did good. We can't be too upset. Very high profit margin, great success, tons of new leads in the business. But again, that EPL number, that's kind of our beacon. And again, we have to give kudos to James Wedmore, who first introduced me to the EPL concept and has been an absolute game changer for our business. So let's just do a quick recap on everything because we covered so much today. Again, we're going to link to the show notes. It's going to be heartsoulhustle.com/27, heartsoulhustle.com/27. We'll have the show notes waiting for you there. But just to recap, this was our biggest launch to date. We had a total revenue of about $66,000. We did $10,000 in our 24-hour early bird. We had $10,000 in beta sales. We only spent about $9,200 on everything from our ads manager to our designer to the ads themselves. We had a few things that didn't work really well. We won't front load our webinars again because that first webinar didn't go great, but we tweaked it, revised it, adjusted our follow-up series, and got really amazing results. Our upsells were also not really that successful, so we need to pay attention to what people want more of this first run of the program to get better results. We found that our pre-launch content was very, very successful, so the next time we do this, we'll definitely be pushing our content out prior to the launch to get people engaged. And we found that having an ads manager on the team helped really, really well, and we found out that just because you're good at something doesn't mean you can't outsource it. So we're going to be outsourcing more stuff the next time we launch so that I'm able to really keep my mind free for the stuff that matters. Having that higher level overview, evaluating at a level like this, and being able to operate in my own creative space during the launch for when we have to make course correction like we did with this one. We used some really awesome tools. Zopim for chatting on the sales page was really effective for closing additional sales. Instapage for building our sales page. We spent about $60. We were able to design our own sales page from scratch. And of course, that survey at the end, which allowed us to connect with our community, get feedback on the launch, and close additional sales. Then finally, we talked about the value of having your earnings per lead calculated at the end of a promotion. That is what allows you to determine how much money you can spend the next time around. And you can be darn sure we're talking about doing another promotion right now around a different product. And we're actually looking back at the previous promotion we did to calculate our EPL before we ever run Facebook ads. It's an absolutely invaluable metric to have in your business. It will totally change the way you calculate and operate. And it's something that can be really simple to do and a real game changer for your business. So that's a little bit of the unpacking of the five-figure challenge launch. Again, make sure that you get yourself subscribed to this because next week we are going to dive into Facebook ads, one of my absolute favorite topics. But in the meantime, you need to get yourself over to heartsoulhustle.com/FB ads. Get your Facebook ads freebie so that you're able to build your first high converting Facebook ad. Like I said, our biggest expense for this launch was Facebook ads and the ads manager, which was worth every penny because it's what allowed us to create massive conversions and sales. All right. So get yourself over there. We'll have a link to it over at the show notes. The show notes again will be at heartsoulhustle.com/27, heartsoulhustle.com/27. And we will chat next week about the power of Facebook ads for your launch. Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.